You and I are going to Skype and Jack. For all of you listening, you know how to Skype and Jack, because now you have his phone number, if you realized what tones those were. Oh, yes. Wow. Busy.
Hello there.
Hey, you just came across as busy. I was like, you can't be busy. We have a show to do, man.
You know, Skype has this awesome thing where it, whenever somebody calls you, it steals the focus from whatever app you're using. And so apparently typing :WQ into Skype, which is what I happen to be typing at the time, causes me to hang up on you.
Wow, that's one of those really incredibly intuitive hot buttons.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I mean, it makes sense. Anybody who uses VI, they know that :WQ means, I'm done with this shit, man.
Does it?
Like, you know, so it indicates to Skype that, I'm done with our friendship, man. I don't want to talk to you on Skype. So, anyway, what song did we come in on?
I was in the house when the house burned down.
Yeah, you know, damn it, I would have liked to have heard that song, because I like that song. Anyway, we screwed around and didn't get on Skype before the song, so I didn't get to hear it. How you been since last week? Last week was when we did the show from here, right?
Yep.
Seems like it's been longer than a week since then.
Longer and shorter at the same time. It's that weird kind of zen, you know, it's almost as if time is relative or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a nice little end to our travels by spending Saturday night partying down with the much of the Phoenix area loathing community.
Yeah.
And yesterday we did a little shopping and saw the producers in Phoenix before we headed back.
How's that?
It was good. It had gay men singing, so.
So it was right up your alley?
Yep.
And the you were wishing that the actors were right up your back alley?
Oh.
Who is it? Nathan Lane?
Yeah, Nathan Lane, Matthew Broderick, and a bunch of gay people. Uma Thurman, though. Uma Thurman being all sexy, so that was nice.
Was she Ava Braun or something?
No.
I don't really know anything about the producers.
No, it's about people who make a musical based on Hitler's life. So
no, I know. That's why I asked if maybe the female lead was Ava Braun, but...
Apparently not, because their Hitler turns out being pretty gay.
I see.
And that's why the musical's a hit instead of a failure, because it's, you know, it's not saying Hitler was great, but that he was gay, and apparently that's funny.
No.
I don't know. Maybe it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
It was all right. How was Mexico?
It was a lot of fun. We, a handful of us went down there, and it was, you know, it's not exactly beach weather, but it was okay during the day. We got a lot of tecates con lima, betrunken, and yeah. All in all, I very much didn't do a goddamn thing for like 2 days, which was kind of nice.
Yeah.
That's just how the pace is down there in Mexico.
I mean, you get there fast and then you take it slow. It's a lot like Kokomo that way.
Yeah, it's probably a similar latitude. Or there might be some changes in latitudes and or changes in attitudes.
Yeah, good old Jimmy Buffett. We
good old the
knew
Beach
you.
Boys.
Them too.
So yeah, I'm trying to think. There's been a lot of work done lately. Xenophobe did a ton of stuff while I was gone and towards the end of while he was gone for the holidays. But it's all kind of back-end stuff that makes life a lot easier for us, but that you guys don't see at all. We're very close, though, Mr. Skullhead, to having a familiar spindler.
Oh, handy.
It is now possible for you to do most of the work that is usually done by me transcribing your writing into 10 different places.
Right.
Just in that one screen, so that's kind of handy. So it'll be easier to add familiars in the future, and we'll add so many familiars that having each of them at 1 pound will give you the 500-pound trophy.
Hmm. Yeah, I think once we have the spindler, we should just make a custom familiar for our top 200 donators.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, boy. Kids, not going to do that. So
No.
don't send us money. I mean, do, but, you know, not...
don't send us money expecting us to make you a familiar, we should say.
If you send us some money and say, make me a familiar, I'll say, poof, you're a familiar, and then I'll laugh and run off with your money.
Yep.
Actually, then I'll not like you anymore because familiarity breeds contempt. I spent about another hour today filling out, and by filling out, I mean signing next to the little sign here, tags, doing the taxes for the last year, and that was a lot of fun.
I completely failed to fill out that paperwork that out I need to fill.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal. You might, I don't know. You'll have to talk to Zly.
Yeah, I figure I can either overnight them or fax them.
Yep.
Is there
okay. Well, I suppose we can look at the questions. I didn't really bother reading through them much before got started here. Let's see what we got. When was our last show was on the 2nd. I screwed around and pretty much missed my show on Thursday, so didn't end up doing it, and I feel kind of bad about that. Let's see. It looks like everything that's in there right now is current questions.
And they started, the 2nd, so that's...
Really, just the beginning, yeah. I mean, that was later on the day of our last show, so... That first question being Isabel asking, hey, could we assign gender to the familiars? That would be neat. We don't want the ability to assign gender to the familiars because we're planning on what are the things? The penis golem, which is always going to be female, and what was the other one that we were planning on doing?
Well, there was the carpenter golem, which also was going to be always male. But then we had a couple of, you know, like we had the lace and satin, you know, the doll that was always going to be female. We had the premenstrual deficit.
Discharge.
Premenstrual discharge demon, yeah, that was always going to be female.
Yeah. I'm suddenly getting really bad reflection of my own voice. Did something just change?
Nothing has changed.
Damn it.
I heard it changed over there, yeah.
Strange. Well, now it went away. Nope, now it came back. This is great. Okay. Funny of Endler says, what do you think about having stir fries for the 2nd tier and 3rd tier mushrooms? No, I don't think there need to be any more stir fries. Stirs, fry. There are plenty.
Yeah.
He also says, can you choose what kind of leaderboards there are in the weird section of the Hall of Records? If you do, I'd like to see who has the most flaming crutches. Now, see there, the echo just completely went away. Are you positive nothing changed?
Yeah, all I'm doing is sitting here.
That is really friggin' weird. Goddamn Skype. Someday there'll be a better way. I was really hoping it would be Google Talk, but no. Let's see. Atsumi says, why aren't pixel potions zappable? There are 3 different kinds. Because you make those on purpose. Typically, when we've got a situation where you specifically choose certain things, you cannot zap them into others. But when you are just kind of randomly get one of a member of a set, you can zap them. Kartok says, so I googled for KOL cast, as Jick suggested a week or so ago, and Google asked if perhaps I meant Holocaust. I'm not sure if there's anything less like what I was looking for.
It depends on how we do week to week.
Yeah, that's true. Some of our shows could be described as a Holocaust of humor.
Yeah. Which, nothing more humorous.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Do you believe that it's not okay to make jokes about the Holocaust?
It depends on the quality of the joke.
Really?
I mean, it's okay to make jokes about anything as long as the joke isn't just, I'm going to reference this in a callous way so that you all know that I'm callous and unfeeling. You know?
Mm.
Just like the making very obvious that nothing affects you and being proud of that. I don't know. You being somebody else.
I see.
So I'm looking at the pop culture reference thread, and I was really excited to have that sticky and everything. I would love it if the people who are posting in that thread would be more specific. A lot of the new ones are, like, the first three sentences are from the song. It's the end of the world, going, like, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. It's terrifying. Mm. Yeah, there was this one quote that I saw that referenced this one song.
Really, that's the kind of...
We're maybe like a half a level above that quality. And, you know, I'm sure that we'll get the good guys back up in there. Now, also, if you can hear the sound of my voice and you have a spiky forever or philanthropist forever in your signature, just take it the fuck out, for Christ's sake. Ah, moving on.
Are there people with that in their signatures?
Yeah. Just like, just so everyone knows that we're against the, you know, jackbooted thuggery that goes on with our modern community.
Yeah, I would definitely describe what we did to Spikey and or philanthropists as jackbooted thuggery.
It also just, I don't think that they should be able to use our bandwidth to piss and moan about our moderators.
Well, you know, it's not our bandwidth, it's everybody's bandwidth.
That's true.
Oh yeah, we got that contract renegotiated since we started out using four times as much bandwidth as we were paying for. So that's handy. Managed to not have it cost four times as much. So woo, yay for volume discounts. And for volume adjustments.
What?
Yeah. Ha ha. Sleep Wanderer says, "Will the teddy bear ever have equipment?" Yeah, I think Zeno put those in.
The teddy bear does have equipment, so does the owl.
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to draw pictures for those, though.
He said that he used recycled art.
Yeah, I just haven't seen them. There's a lot of snow cones. Okay. Oh, I see. Sewing kit and pedicure kit, both of which are just briefcases. Awesome.
Yep.
I can draw a sewing kit. I like drawing sewing kits. Sometimes I just sit and I draw sewing kit after sewing kit after sewing kit for hours and hours and hours. And then I masturbate and cry.
Well, that brings us right back to the teddy bear.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, let's see. Fineldar says, "How come you can't put on the lick face / mask and get lick eye pies or something like that when you trick-or-treat with it on? Is it because the lazy bakers, housewives, and aunts of... then no more question. You know what? Since you didn't finish that question, Fineldar, I'm not going to answer it.
I'll answer it, because I'm not as big of an asshole as Jake is.
No. It's not an outfit. No, you're not going to get anything for trick-or-treating in it, because it's not an outfit.
Yeah, that's exactly the answer that I would have said.
Yeah, well, except I would have added, "and fuck you," to the end of the answer.
Is that kind of like loving someone to the end of the world? Fuck you till the end of the answer.
J-Bone says, "I want to send Cy Lin something for the hen facts, but I can't spell it. How is it spelled? Do you have any idea what the hell this guy's talking about?"
No.
For the hen facts.
For the hen fact.
Do you know any facts about hens?
I know that they shit and reproduce with the same organ.
Ooh. That awesome cloaca.
Yes. Is there anything it can't do, fail to gross me out?
Oh, let's see. People asking if they'll have to get another tome when they ascend. No, no, no. Arcone is mad because there's no yellow snow cones.
So many people were almost seriously complaining about that.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. We don't do scatological humor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
seriously.
That's a totally true statement for anyone who's never been to the Haiku Dungeon.
Yeah. Greenflapper says, "What did your old job entail before you quit and did KOL full-time?" Well, I'm glad you asked. I worked for a company that, if you've ever bought a car from a car dealership, whenever you buy a car, you start getting letters from the car dealership. You get a letter the next day that's like, "Hey, thanks for buying a car yesterday." And then you get a letter... like 6 days later, it's like, "Hey, thanks for buying a car last week." And then you get a letter a month later that's like, "Hey, thanks for buying a car last month. Can we have some more money?" And then you get a letter like a month from that that's like, "Hey, it's about time for you to have an oil change at our service department," which is expensive. And then, the company that I worked for did database management for car dealerships so that they didn't have to keep track of their own letter sending campaigns to people who bought cars. And what I did specifically was a little bit of web development, but mostly just some sort of grunt work in taking old data dumps out of car dealership computer systems, namely Reynolds and Reynolds or ADP, and converting those, cleaning that data up, doing a lot of by-hand verification of addresses against Postal Service databases, which that was a lot of fun. Yeah, that's what I did. And then mostly fucked around working on KOL and then went to lunch and then came back from lunch and fucked around working on KOL some more. What about you, Mr. Skillhead? What was your last real job?
Well, that last part you mentioned was exactly like my last real job. But I worked for a health insurance company and apparently worked in a job that had the job parameters defined by either severely retarded people or people with, like, one finger on each hand. So I had a set list of tasks that I had to do, which included, signing up people for case management and, making, like, interfacing between the nurses and the people who needed nursing, I guess. And they would say, okay, you have this task should take you 20 minutes to do. So do it and then tell us how long it took you to do it. And, you have to account for all your time all day. So pretty much in the first 3 hours of the day, I would do an entire day's work and then fuck around on KOL.
And then just lie about how long everything took?
Yeah, because they said, this should take you 20 minutes. Let us know how long it took. So it was like, 20 minutes. And it took 5.
Yeah. The thing about office jobs is that as soon as there's any kind of time accountability, they're just punishing people for being efficient and smart.
Yep.
Because, your reward for being good at your job is working more than everybody else. And that just kind of sucks.
Yeah, and Jake and I have frequently discussed how we were just kind of too pure for the working world.
Yeah, man. We're just not cut out for that 9-to-5 drudgery.
Totally. Although, if I had to go back and work and couldn't get into the academia thing, I would probably just try and get into construction or something.
Do you think?
Because the office job is just, I don't know, it kind of crushes my soul to just get
but it doesn't crush your thumbs and stuff, Like, I feel like, Zeno feels like you've been watching too much Office Space, but, like, I think the thing to do is what Doc Galactic always did, which was to just sort of oscillate back and forth.
You think so?
Yeah, like, he'd work temp office jobs for a while, and then he'd, like, work retail or something, or something that there wasn't just, like, the busy work. And it's like every few months he'd just switch, because about the time you get sick of working in an office, you're ready to go get a job doing something outside, and then about the time you get sick of that and are tired of being sunburned or whatever and just want to be in a nice air-conditioned office all day, mostly sitting on your ass. I mean, I don't know. I just think that in general that working for somebody else is very unsatisfying.
Yeah, and I would prefer to keep doing this, and barring that, I'll go teach somewhere.
Yeah, speaking of that, Plelf asked, how many of the 8 people who work for Asymmetric now, of the 8 people who work for Asymmetric, how many only work for Asymmetric to stay alive? Say that Riff and Zeno and Zly and you and me rely on it as our primary income source.
Although the way that that was worded, it kind of made it sound like how many of them are working so that we don't kill them.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what I meant about Zeno and Riff, actually, is that they work, just because we pay them an antidote.
Yeah.
Neon Gray says, good fucking God, you guys should just nerf all items into uselessness and make all attacks do 1 damage. Maybe that'll make everyone happy. I don't know when that was. That was when people were bitching about the snow cone thing.
Yeah, well, we got a minor backlash from nerfing the purple snow cone. And,
really?
Like 2 people said, hey, I bought this for full power and now it's not full power. And I think most of that was assuaged by me saying, there are 6 snow cones and we essentially nerfed 2 of them. And they're still pretty damn useful even in nerf state, so.
Right, yeah.
So I mean, people thought that maybe we should have kept the HP restore at 100.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. We reserve the right to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's not... I don't know how big of a... I don't know how unbalancing, like, a full heal... I mean, it was supposed to be full, and the reason that I changed it... The reason I capped it at 100 in the first place was because I thought, well, no, that's totally abusable, because you could have your, you know, your mysticality buffed way up, and that's... would become by far the cheapest way in the game to get MP back. But I didn't count on... I didn't think of people, you know, using all of their MP, then doing some simple fight to get it all back. And so, yeah.
And the dev team had a definite point about that, that we should just kind of at least mention to them what we were thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with items... I mean, ideally, what they say is, hey, just pretend that the item of the month is due by the 15th.
Right.
And have it come out 2 weeks early on the dev server so that people can test it. And that's not a bad idea in theory.
Yeah.
Communism is not a bad idea in theory.
We're kind of lousy at pretending.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess we sort of pretended we had deadlines for Ascension, and that worked.
Yeah.
Because we just kind of we manufacture all of our deadlines, but the item of the month thing. Yeah, I mean, they have a point. We should at least be talking about it that early, you know.
Yeah, we should go ahead and dump the idea for next month. Hey, guys, in other news, we have an idea for next month.
We do. Which is hot.
So. I'm really glad we didn't go with the rough draft of my purple snow cone, which was 20 turns of invulnerability.
Yeah.
So
that would have been really... I mean, that would have been really complicated to implement anyway, so... That's not, what in the hell? There's some kind of goo on my ficus. There's some kind of ficus on Xenophobe's goo. Let's see. Bunny at Bandler says, also, I think if you read all your radio bugbear messages like Strong Bad. You know, like reading all typos phonetically. You could even say unnecessary comma, like in this unnecessary comma sentence. Yeah, but no one would be able to understand anything if we actually read all of the typos. We only read the ones that are really bad.
Yeah, or funny.
Bunny at Bandler says, the blender sign does not affect the microbrewery's drinks. I just got 3 adventures from an infinitesimal IPA, and I have the blender sign. According to the wiki, that's the lowest it can give. There is apparently a misunderstanding about the way that the blender sign works, because that is more than possible. The blender sign does affect the microbrewery's drinks. And I know that for certain. So, yeah. And what day did we actually nerf the purple snow cones?
That was... I don't know, it's the whatever day my post in the forum says, oh, well, we got rid of that thread. Somebody got rid of that thread.
Did we?
Yeah, somebody deleted it at like 12 or 13 pages. And at that point, I don't blame them.
Somebody, wonder, they deleted it, though?
I wonder if it's still in the.
I mean, it should maybe lock it, but don't delete it.
It seems to be gone. That's lame.
I mean, what day was the 5th? Wasn't it like... I think it was Thursday, because I didn't go to work on Thursday. And you were back in town.
You know, that makes sense. We did... We rolled that out Tuesday night.
So it'll be on the 5th.
Yeah, either Wednesday or Thursday. I thought maybe Wednesday. Because you said that you hadn't gone into the office, so you hadn't seen the thread.
Or maybe I did. Maybe I did, maybe it was Wednesday that I took the day off.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Vlad Shiftshod says, why did you choose to give us a 15-minute warning for rollover? It seems random. I mean, I don't know. It was Xenophobe's suggestion from a long time ago. I don't know. It doesn't seem any less or more random to me than, you know, just starting it at 10 or giving an hour. I think it'd be funny if an hour after rollover, we did the system will go down for maintenance in 23 hours.
And just do it hourly from then on.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Or pick random, 24 random
times. 24 random times during the day, Xenophobe suggests.
Beautiful.
Vlad Tepe says, damn it, I pronounced it correctly again. I mean, not really. Vlad Shepish. Jick, what the hell did you do? When my contacts emoted, they used to appear as purple like they were supposed to, but now when they emote, they're black like everyone else. Black like me. Oh, Xenophobe says he fixed that? Oh, ignore that earlier thing. It got fixed. Good boy. Yeah. AdWriter says, would it be possible to have a notification when your name appeared in the Hall of Records? Not readily, because people who are on the leaderboards would just be getting a notification every single time, unless we stored some kind of notification history, which that's... I don't know. I wonder if that's a valuable enough thing to make it worth dealing with. Because, I mean, it could just, like... Huh. I'll think about that. C-Spark says, you should give us an option to turn off the confirmation box in the MMG. It just slows down bats. No. Yeah, I don't agree with that.
You could have an option that you would have to click, like, two or three confirmation boxes to turn it off.
To turn off the one confirmation box?
Yeah, and it would only last that one time.
Oh, boy. Unsane says, can you make /F do the /friends command? Thanks.
We actually have a command reserved for the /F command.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, it's going to be paired with the /U command.
Does /F do anything? It matches closing font tags in VI. Yeah, if /F doesn't do anything, I might as well. /F equals /friends. Okay. I shall put that there. I actually started working on my little to-do list on my desktop today, which I hadn't messed with in a long time, and I got a handful of things done. I got the hippie stone now gives you a little countdown. If it's been more than a day since you attacked, it'll tell you when you'll be able to redo it. The Naughty Sorceress last item issue should be fixed now.
Ah, excellent.
Tiny plastic rares now have a 0 auto sell value so that they're actually act like rares in the clan stash. Nice. Although now that just allows people to cheat their way into trophies. Sons of bitches.
Hey, we don't care about trophies.
That's true. Bulletproof said, I think it would be kind of nice if there was a wish list in players' profiles, so if some special occasion arises and someone wants to know what to give them as a gift, they can check it, and just put it in your profile. Moonshay says, hey guys, in the drawing of the Gru, is it a furry thing with eyes, or is it eyes peeking out of a dark hole? It's eyes peeking out of a dark hole, as far as I'm concerned, but everyone else seems to interpret it as some kind of fuzzy thing.
Yeah, it just... You know, with that level of detail, it's hard to tell. It looks like the little fuzzy guys from Spirited Away.
I have yet to see Spirited Away.
My neighbor.
Although it was weird, somebody left us a copy of Princess Mononoke at the, or was it Spirited Away? Somebody left us a copy of Spirited Away in the condo in Mexico. Huh. There was like the "This is Rocky Point, Mexico" DVD and Spirited Away for some reason.
Huh.
Which I guess Riff watched it, but I didn't.
Spirited Away was pretty good.
I was too busy being drunk and sleeping 15 hours a day. The Monkey says, could we have a progress bar for our HP and MP? No.
You mean to say how full they are?
Yeah.
Wow. But it says out of...
Yeah, yeah, I know. But I could see wanting that for everything. There could be a progress bar for adventures too that was out of a billion. So people would like watch their adventures go down, you know. You know. Or one that was out of your adventures times an additional 10%. So that it was just always, you know, whatever that is, not 90%. 91%. You know? Like, so it was a percentage bar that was always at exactly the same spot until you had zero.
Huh.
And then it abruptly emptied all at once.
yeah. Okay, that's just not true. Somebody says there's a character named Jick in Stranger in a Strange Land. And I certainly think that I would have noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody would have told me about that. Oh, XYM says, could items/outfits that give elemental protection have that protection listed as intrinsic effects? There's no good way to have an entire outfit give you an intrinsic, which is why it is not like that. It would be nice if it could, because I'd like the idea of there being set effects, you know, that you can see. Because right now, the only effects that you ever see from wearing an entire set of items, they're, like, invisible. Although, I suppose we could just hard code it to where, like, if an item was a member of a set and you looked at it, it would be, you know, enchantment, whatever, effect of full set, and then list that enchantment, just so people would know. I mean, that's something we've been intending to do, actually, is go through and do something for all of the item sets to have them have some actual effect if you have all of them, because barely any of them do now. There's, like, the ones that give you elemental protection, and then there's... Doesn't the star outfit gives you, like, some extra stats or something?
Plus 9,
I think. Yeah. Gorblack says, multi-use for oyster eggs, please. I don't think so. I don't want to do all that work. Moonshade suggests allowing the dead guy's watch to combine with the picture of the dead guy's girlfriend to make a pocket watch with a picture of the dead guy's girlfriend in it.
Uh-huh.
That allows you to maintain your resolve when stranded on a desert island. Knowing that someday you will go back to that other guy's girlfriend. What was it? The Family Guy thing where Peter was on a desert island and he had a pocket watch with a picture of Captain Caveman in it.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Captain Caveman is, but that's funny.
He's the guy with the hair down to his ankles and the...
But is it like an Hanna-Barbera character or something?
Yeah, he was a Hanna-Barbera superhero, I guess. He could fly, maybe? I don't know. Let's see. Apparently we missed Archon licking a table by not coming to KOL New York, and I was just saying the other day, I wonder when I'm going to see Archon lick a table.
Yeah, that sucks. Joshua says, how's this for a new AT skill? Level 15, the Numinous Mind Melody. Remember one more song and you can't get rid of buffs. I'll remember one more song and you can get rid of buffs?
Huh.
What? An accordion thief song that let you have one more accordion thief song in memory at the same time would be the best skill ever.
That's kind of like the accessory I wanted that opened another accessory slot.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Well, then people could play with that accessory and see how many of them they feel like collecting and equipping.
I suppose that's true if they were additive. That'd be very difficult to code.
Why would the plexiglass pinky ring be used as a substitute for the makeshift scuba gear?
Huh.
I'm baffled.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look up what it does.
That's really strange. Yeah, I don't have any idea. Somebody's saying me, which NetHack monster are you? I'll fill that out when we take a break.
It has resistance to all elements as one of the enchantments.
Huh.
But is a curious odor an element?
I don't know. Is it a perplexing odor?
Yeah, something like that.
Istanbul says, Jack Scully, do you two like to play any kind of video games? You obviously appreciate old NES games, but do you have and or play anything else? I'm pretty much playing nothing but World of Warcraft these days. Which is not to say that I play World of Warcraft all the time, but I probably play 5 hours of video games a week, or maybe six, and four of those are World of Warcraft. And, I don't know, I tend to be playing one other thing. Like, I mean, I have a DS, and I get games for that as it comes out, and, I don't know. I'm gonna hold off on getting any of the new, like, you know, main TV consoles, until there's more games and stuff, but I don't know. I play some video games. Mr. Skullhead only plays Pilotwings 64.
Yeah, all day, every day. Actually, we don't have the N64 anymore, so I don't. But, yeah, just got Mario Party 7. Like, I'm a social gamer. I like racing, fighting, and the Mario Party kind of games. Occasionally, I'll work my way about halfway through an action or hack and slash or something and lose interest, which I most recently did with Nightmare Before Christmas, and maybe we'll pick that up again. And, yeah. I'm interested, though, in Gun. That does look kind of groovy.
It is cool. I'll see if everybody's done with it here, and maybe you can borrow it.
Yes. Wow. So, Lovebite sent us a link to some more of his horror.
Yeah,
network.
I was just looking at that.
The Doppelshifter is pretty impressive. I think it incorporates every single familiar and its equipment.
Oh, wow, I didn't even notice that it was that comprehensive, yeah.
I'll look through that.
That's cool.
Yeah, Lovebite, you rock.
I fucking love the way Lovebite's robots look like just better drawn versions of the robots from the David All Basic Computer Games books. Like, I don't know if he's ever seen that, but, and I don't know if you've ever seen that, and I don't know if any of our listeners have ever seen that, but it's eerily similar in style, but just done better. And, yeah, I should commission some robot artwork from that dude.
Robots having sex.
Yeah, dude, because that's what I'm into, is robots having sex, man. Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Sorry.
What's the matter with you?
I didn't notice that before, but the seal clubber appears to have something peeking out from under its toenail.
Ah!
Yep. Thank you for that, Lovebite.
What is that supposed to be? Is it one of those fucking Lamisil goblins?
Yep.
Oh, God, this is horrible.
I don't know. This is a cool picture. They got the seal clubbing club, the badass belt, the scalp ogorgalak going on. You know what's the best thing to do on a radio program is just to describe picture.
Yeah. No, I mean
radio for the blind. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Clubber's Elite says, Hi, Jack. Hi, Scully. Now that rat whiskers are no longer needed for the tavern quest, would you consider removing the quest flag from them? No, now they're just part of a different quest. And I don't want people to be able to, you know, buy them in the mall and turn them in for meat, because that would happen. You know. Bulletproof says, Jake, when you get hit in the face with a pie by a guy in a monkey suit at a con, it'll be me, so be warned, because I'm going to pie you.
Dear Bulletproof, if you get punched in the face by a guy with pie on his face...
Yep.
Naked Jew... Alright, look, guys, we're not ever going to give you any way to quantify or measure your fullness. Stop asking.
You can figure it out on your own and keep track of it on your own, or you can not figure it out and not keep track of it.
There you go.
Or you can do both.
Can you?
No.
Yeah, like, can you both figure it out and not figure it out?
Okay. Melon Muncher says, what's the deal with the sudden lag? Is it because of the sudden rush of multis taking advantage of the speed or other reasons? Is there a sudden lag?
People were talking about not as bad as before, but they were getting some timeout messages.
Really?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be. Huh. Yeah, I mean, I'll take a gander at the goose and see if what's good for one is good for the other.
Let me see. Let me just post the link to the art we were looking at in radio. Yeah, okay, so now at least people know what we're talking about, and my big toe still hurts.
Yeah, that really sucks.
You bastard. Okay, Gorblack says, what's the logic behind not being able to ascend while drunk? Can you not ascend while drunk?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you can free the king while drunk.
Oh, what's the logic behind that?
Hell, I don't know. Shut up. Ah, goddammit.
Wait, I'm the one who's supposed to justify the way gameplay works.
Yeah.
It's because you, since the prism is already magical and it's the lines are kind of bending in and out of phase with reality, it's really hard to hit, and you just can't do it drunk. Stoned, probably, but not drunk.
Okay.
Word.
Let's see. Gleave says, here's an idea. How about whenever you buy 37 of something, it says, in a row?
That should be on the buy and the sell.
That's pretty funny, actually. Just into give item. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Gleave. Well, what?
Jill Bob asks if you got the Crimbo card that she gave Two's Lie at the London meet to give to you.
I believe that I did not.
Huh.
She's or else I did, and it sucked so much that I completely forgot about it.
No, I thought that I was there when she presented that to you. It's the one with the embroidered, or cross-stitched.
I have not. I've definitely not seen that.
Okay. Zelania still got it then.
Okay.
So, Al Elric says, my parents won't let me send in $10 to get him Mr. A. How can I convince them? Tell him it's a boring and pointless game with no future.
Yeah.
And then just tell them that you want to learn the value of $10 by wasting it and, you know, regretting it for life.
JLE says, are bucklers going to become offhand items? If so, then how are people going to wield a star weapon and star buckler at the same time? Well, that is a lot of the reason bucklers have not become offhand items yet. I'm thinking we might just change it so that that thing that currently requires a star buckler requires a star hat instead. Which would solve it pretty handily. So, yeah. Does that make hardcore harder? How? Is the hat harder to make than the buckler?
I don't remember.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think any one of them is much harder to make than the other.
We should have a path that's easy core, where there's, like, no Ronin, you know, and every day you get three random good food items, and then we could do things to make easy core harder.
Yeah.
And people could bitch about that. It would be a good change.
Finildar says, Jick, you should call your Thursday show the Jick Van Dyke Show. But my name isn't Jick Van Dyke.
Well, you could host it out of a van and have your co-host be kind of a butch lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Agent Lex says, why is the Crown of the Goblin King tradable and auto-sellable when the other boss items aren't? It seems a little weird for just the one to be tradable. Well, it was tradable. There is a reason. if it's a good reason. Wait a minute, what? Okay, so it was the only thing that dropped from a boss that wasn't, like, required for something else
at the time.
So that's why it was auto-sellable. And also, is that the one that you get? That's the only one that you don't get the original drop if you get one of the secret drops, right? So it's still different than other boss items. Except for maybe the rat. So it's different from some other. Or it's different to some other, if I decided to be British and use the wrong preposition with the word different. How do you feel about that, Mr. Skullhead?
yeah, I've yet to play around with the mechanism for getting the other boss items.
No.
So, even though I am a dedicated player of Kingdom of Loathing, I haven't encountered that yet. Crazy Pyro quit asking about fishing. Armac quit being a crazy bastard.
Kiru Dark says, I've missed the last three radio shows. Your Thursday and Monday showing, is there a way I can get them? They're not on Coldfront. I have a number of shows on the computer that I still haven't quite gotten converted to low bitrate, but I can't do it now, and I'll try and do that tonight and upload them to the archive that's linked to there. I believe everything that was fucked up with Coldfront's interface to us is now fixed. The custom avatar gallery was screwed up, and their item pull thing. I thought those all got fixed when the market data got fixed, but I guess it didn't. So, anyway, that should be good now.
They don't appear, though, to have our last show.
Yeah, I have that. So
oh, you do?
That will. I guess I can send them a copy of it.
Excellent.
But I'll also put that up on the jickshow.asymmetric.net. site that has the archives there. So, yeah. Batwood 17 says, I was wondering why you can only have 11 shelves in your display case, and if you could add more. Yeah, I went to do that today, because I don't know how many to limit it to, though, if not 11.
37.
Yeah, 37. That sounds good. Pink Popcorn says, Jick, may we have the option of putting our bottles of Mountain Dew Pale Ale in our display cases? Thanks. Nope. The fact that you got those just indicates that you were around during a weird period of time where it was possible to get more than one and that you wouldn't just immediately drink it. So, yeah.
And people kept asking me, actually, too, while you were gone, to remove the status of them that kept them out of display cases and kept them from being tradable.
Yeah.
And
did you tell them to go fuck themselves twice?
No, just once. Oh, wait, you weren't saying, did I tell them twice to go fuck themselves?
No. Glebe says, who is your favorite person to make fun of in the kingdom? Do we ever make fun of a specific person in the kingdom? Maybe MC Hammer.
Right.
That's all I can think of.
Are they talking about in content or in chat? Because I make fun of people all the time. Chat.
I never make fun of anybody because I'm really nice.
Yeah. Compared to you, just an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have more than one MC Hammer joke, and do we have more than one Def Leppard joke?
I don't remember if we have any Def Leppard jokes.
Yeah, the Cyclops, Noel, has exactly as many eyes as the Def Leppard drummer has arms.
Oh, I see.
But, I don't know. We, sometimes when we make fun of people, it's making fun of them with love.
Mm-hmm. I love MC Hammer.
Yes.
He bought me all this, like, cocaine and whores back when he had a lot of money. Because, I mean, he was just buying cocaine and whores for everyone that he knew and everyone that he didn't know.
Except himself, because he was a devout Christian. So he just made sure that everybody else had fun.
Had a lot of communion wafers.
Yep.
He built an entire house out of communion wafers.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
That'd be a shitty house. Especially if suddenly Jesus came back and it actually transubstantiated into flesh all at once.
Then you would be living in some kind of bizarre, like, Hellraiser monstrosity.
Flesh building, yeah. Yep. That would really suck. But if Magic the Gathering gives us any indication of what it would be like, it would probably regenerate damage that it sustained.
Yes.
Just like the Wall of Flesh.
So if you made a house full of out of Magic the Gathering cards, that would happen? What?
Yes. Ingham of Clothing says, Ingham of Clothing. Colby Jack or Cheddar? Also, Colbert Report. I like Colby Jack and Cheddar. I mean, not at the same time. Jack Vermicelli says, today was the start of my first classes in a while. The professor of my first class is named Josh Scully. I found it amusing.
Wow. That's me.
It is, not kind of.
I feel sorry for people who have started their classes all. Yeah.
Already. Yeah, what?
Huh. Ours don't start until Monday, except Monday is Martin Luther King Day, so they start on Tuesday. Which is how it's been every winter semester that I've been here, and it's just ridiculous to me.
It does seem really weird. Dr. Worm says, I think it's a bit biased for Radio KOL to have its own channel, but not WKOL. Any chance of them either sharing the channel or WKOL getting a channel? Have we ever said that you can't talk about WKOL in / radio?
No, but I think if people start arguing about which one's better, the mods will quell the WKOL people and not the RKOL people.
Huh.
And that makes sense, because one of them is linked from our game and the other one is not.
So. Well, I mean, I don't know that it makes sense.
Huh. I mean, you're free to talk about what's on WKOL, but I mean, the radio channel is, by definition, a channel for people who are listening to the unofficial, official radio station of KOL. So.
And I mean, do I think it's a bit biased that we favor one over the other? Sure. But, you know, it's biased based on criterion that we have chosen. You know, yep. I mean, I think it's a bit biased for us to have chat channels for people playing Kingdom of Loathing, but not for people playing Neopets. You know, that's just... Because WKOL is to Radio KOL what Neopets is to Kingdom of Loathing. I don't know that I would make that statement. Slashar says, why don't people on the whitelist show up as leaving the clan? That, I don't know. That is a very strange bug. I could see it not showing up when they get accepted to the clan, but... Yeah, I don't know. I'll look at that. King Friday says, when is King Friday Friday? Yes. You want to answer that, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't know.
Hey, you ready for a 10-minute break?
Clearly. Pastorama says, Skullhead's kind of quiet. I don't know if he's talking about the volume of my voice
or the fact aspect that you're not talking very much.
Or that I'm not talking very much, or just that aspect of my personality. But we'll figure it out. Crap, I need to put a couple more songs in here, but we'll call it 10 minutes.
Alrighty.
See you on the other side.
Indeed.
On the walls. Don't baskets on the floor. She'll hang the baskets on the wall.
Statements and statistics, you don't hurting me. You ought to be disgraced. The doctor molested patients. Your operation has never been responsible for indoctrination. At anyone you describe, your logical suicide bombs on everyone under you. Took part in the 21 Guzzaloo. Shea Guevara under roof. Gas mask marked by the right material. Lunch boxes and blazers with the phases and direct with zeros. It's irresponsible. I'm a protest. You do anything to stem those feelings of impotence. You take a stance almost at random just to have one. You relish a command to get the blame from the moral high ground. You heard activists chicks are hot.
They are.
You were told the battle in Seattle was an awesome party. You've upraised against the shank of your dad like such a Nazi. You oppose genetics as you're ill-informed and excitable. You're afraid of everything if you're clinically schizophrenic. It's pathetic watching those babies teach lambs and cheers and chants. When they're all just humans anyway, trying to fend off fears and cats. So I'll stand here and rant against the gods that I'm close to do. There is to do, we just hope that you can overthrow the yokes choking you. Let me be frank a while, I don't want to spank the child. I just want to yank to change the style, you have to rank and file. Say no thanks and smile and go away and think. Mull it over soberly, draw your own conclusions and attack them. Keep at them, never let them alone. Even if they fail to fall, it's not clever to set them in stone. Vessels and vessels alone, argue physics with Stephen Hawking. Keep your balance from the challenges just to keep breathing oxygen. Please not easy version one, or if you don't think it's fair. But if you want to engage in debate, then you must address a chair and not the choir. One letter makes all the difference in terms of effectiveness, although the latter is more indoctrinated than the effortless.
I think you're on the wrong track, walking in combat boots of mental fatigue, and eventually be the hole in that seemingly sensible creed.
But let the birth of a venable please leave when it's appropriate, and first to stay grounded. So how did you get over it? It's proper to know that when you're toppled and noblest, you should question what you thought, but if not, always the opposite. Don't think the vote for rocking it, you've only stood up in the shallow end. The synchronized style, that of a teen, I don't think it's my style. I'm in a submarine, even when nervous, I on the surface. I'm sure it's just a bumper, but I prefer it to murder. Work smarter, not harder. Let's find an alternative. Think global, act global.
Yo, I've never been conservative.
Let's pervert the world. Raise your hand, I want to hear voices. But not if you didn't understand and make clear choices. Never let the bastards get you down. But never let the bastards set you up either. Just be careful.
Too intelligent to be radical.
Yeah.
we're back, and that is a very inferior version of Ant.
Where did that come from?
I think it was a Dino song, or, I don't know, something. I was looking for a couple of those songs that you have on the EPs that you bought a while back.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And generally the versions that I've found of them aren't as good, like Stormy Pinkness just doesn't have that certain je ne sais quoi that makes that such a great song.
Where did you find it, if not the version from that?
Somewhere on, you know, from somebody on Kazaa or LimeWire or whatever.
I see. You still use, is Kazaa still there?
Yeah, there's a, you can still download a Kazaa client that's like a bootleg of the Kazaa client that you're supposed to pay for now.
Mm.
So, which is, I think is perfectly fair.
Yeah, no, totally.
Like, pay for access to this place where you can rip off people who generate content. So, yeah.
Hmm. I am, after the break, full of delicious gyro.
That's weird, because before we started the show, I filled myself full of delicious gyro.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Where do you get your gyros?
The mountain oasis.
I see.
You gotta go all the way up the mountain, find the palm trees. Now, the local hippie kind of... Well, it's a hippie restaurant, but then it has a pretty big menu of items that have meat in them, so...
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. It's pretty
good. You know what I don't get about this gyro place, though? They put Kalamata olives in salads and in gyros.
Uh-huh.
They put them in there before they put the sauce on, but they have fucking seeds in them. So, I don't understand why anyone would not pick the olives out so that they could, you know... Like, I wouldn't want to bite into a sandwich and bite into an olive with a goddamn seed in it.
Yep.
Yep. I like the olives. And it'd be okay to throw seedless, you know, pitted olives into a sandwich or a salad, but just give them to me on the side, please.
Yeah, that would probably make me go to a different gyro shop if they did that.
Yeah, but everything else there is so good.
Yeah.
Mmm. Mmm. Speaking of which, that's a delicious Kalamata olive I just seeded, or de-seeded, or de-pitted, or depilated.
Unseeded.
Ah, huh. Oh, man, I love those olives. Just not in a sandwich. Sephiroth says, Diaz Scully, tell Jick to stop sound again, Laike Nutface.
Dear Jick, tell Sephiroth to stop typing like a retard.
Stop typing with his elbows.
Right. With those boxing gloves on.
Sephiroth says, any secret behind the pet rock or an equipment for it? There is the secret to actually unleashing the full potential of the pet rock that will then show you how to get the equipment for it.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Shh.
Oh.
Thoughtstipated says, can we please get a gift item, a 50-gallon barrel of lube? And when you ship it discreetly in a biohazard container, you get a trophy.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna also say no.
Wow. Clarity asks when the tab chat might be seen.
What? What did you just say?
When we might see the tabbed chat come to be.
I don't know. That's kind of low priority.
Priority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
XXXIana says, how many White Wednesdays did the car dealerships Jick worked for experience? I don't think any. Although... I know they had some kind of similar issue with backups not being comprehensive at one point.
I mean, I would wager that that's... Surely we can't be the only one to make that mistake.
Eggwhite says, would it make more sense if familiar poundage was based off experience solely and not kills? Like, experience resets on a new ascension, not kills. Yeah, I've been meaning to do that, actually. Separate the separate the kills out from the current weight. Because that would be handy for some other things.
Triple X Ianna, I was just joking about the carpenter who's a male. I have no idea where that came from, but I'm sure there are many women who can carpent the shit out of me.
Wait, I didn't even get that. What were you implying that all carpenters were male?
No, I was just kind of like random word plus random word. And apparently I came up with something sexist.
Carpenter Gollum?
Yep. I mean, it wasn't my finest humor moment either.
It didn't, well, no, I mean, it wasn't even, it didn't even make sense, is what I would argue. I mean, I don't get it.
Because it would have to be a carpentry Gollum. But I said Carpenter Gollum earlier in the show. I know you don't actually listen to the show while it's taking place.
Yeah.
I did say that.
Okay. Yeah. Man says, why is it that Spectral Snapper has no possible way of gaining additional damage other than getting a higher level? Well, because the only way to make it do more damage is to go up in level.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just different. It's just different, you know. Don't hate it because it's different. You skillist. Harry Green and KT says, bravo, Mr. Scully, for wanting to work in construction. I work as an architecture draftsperson, and sometimes I just want to go lay tile instead of drawing it on the computer.
Hey. You know, sometimes I want to lay tile, too, and sometimes I call Jake's mom tile.
Because you want to lay some pipe?
Yep.
Ah, weird. There's some kind of weird shit going on in the campground.
Yeah. There's like a... an 8-bit dickhead in there now.
An 8-bit?
of course.
I guess. And there's a 2-bit dickhead commenting on it.
Oh!
Yeah, okay. I think I know what caused that.
Now it seems like there's a whole lot of blank space in the campground. But, wait, there's a whole lot of blank space in my campground because I don't have anything in there.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Hey, it's fixed. All right. That was something I did for something. Sephiroth says, Jake, what did you name your ficus? It's XI Plus. Sizzler says, how does Ode work specifically? Does it add 0 to 2 to the adventure gains from each drink, or does it always add the same amount of adventures gain? It always adds 1.
Okay.
Nico-chan-314 says, my name is pronounced Neko-chan-314, not Nico-chan-314. Also, will you be introducing a clan blacklist? No. Nor will I be introducing a clan blacklist.
Isn't a clan blacklist essentially the applications that aren't on the whitelist?
I guess she's
thinking of someone who, when they are, they would automatically be rejected without you having to do anything.
Yeah, but, I mean...
I just think that you should get along with people better than that.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, boy. Is it really lagging on the live servers? Because there's no reason that it should be.
I'm experiencing no lag.
Are you on the live servers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Xeno is experiencing no lag on the live servers. Why can't you guys be more like Xeno?
That would be impossible.
Wow. My life is a lie. Jake Morris. Jake Morris. Sponsor of NWNW St. Petersburg Broadcast is a character in Stranger in a Strange Land.
There's no way.
I know. I've I've read that book 5 or 6 times, and I've listened to it on the audiobook 5 or 6 times. But this is a really freakishly comprehensive concordance.
None of you could have read it since then and not said something to me about it.
Or noticed it. Because if I had noticed it, I would have said something to you about it.
Huh.
Very strange.
Weird. You know, there's a character named Zach Johnson in Apocalypse Now.
Hmm.
He's like a radio broadcaster or something. Yeah, there's also a character named Zach Johnson in the PGA Golf Tour, says, you know. I totally own that guy on Google, though, and that makes me so happy. Although our names are spelled differently. So I only really own him when there's a typo. Glebe says pilot wings rules.
Yeah, you can't keep the pilot wings down.
Yeah.
They rise.
Count D says, hey guys, if I wrote you a letter along with a donation, would you write back with an autographed picture of you guys eating sandwiches? If we had a picture of us eating sandwiches.
It would depend on how big the donation was and what you wanted us to be wearing.
Yeah. Jack Vermicelli says, about the perplexing odor, it's described as so foul that any elemental protection against stink is ineffective. That's true.
Yeah.
Arcone says, when and if you get Mario Kart DS, make sure you tell everyone your friend code. I don't know what my friend code is. I got Mario Kart DS. I actually played it some while I was in Mexico. And I really suck at Mario Kart. I've discovered. Like, I finally figured out how to do the weird skid boost thing, but, like, I just still, like, even on the 50cc, I pretty consistently come in second. Without ever crashing or anything, you know?
But you can't blue spark on the DS version, right?
Yeah, you can. You can blue spark and then purple spark.
Apparently I just suck at it. Let's see, wow. There are no Kingdom of Loathing links under Joshua Knight Google search.
Really?
There's my English 105 website. There's the article I wrote for BB Spot. There's...
When did you write an article for BB Spot?
A year and a half ago, I think. Or no, sometime in 2004.
Wow, really? That's weird.
I told you about it, and you read it. And said, wow, that was not all that great. As you often do when I present you with things that I like.
I don't remember that at all. Congratulations, man.
Ah, thanks.
Is there some submission address that...
Yeah, it just says, like, if you want to try and submit something, send it here. And yeah, it's just one guy, you know, that runs the site, so it wasn't like I had to pass a committee.
All right.
Yeah. And then I have two that are dumbasses spelling night as an evening, N-I-T-E, and talking about a guy named Josh.
Mm.
And then my old Fortune City homepage, which I really wish I could take that down, but I can't.
Really?
Yeah. I have to have the password to take it down, and their forgot password link for their free service has been broken for years.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep.
Anybody who knows how to hack Sore Fortune Cities will give you a million meat.
So all I need to do is pay for the Fortune City's paid hosting service, and then I can take it down. But I really don't want to do that. Oh, if you do Josh Knight, you get the third one is the Jick called for an interview.
I see.
And the fourth, fifth, and sixth are all KOL reviews. So, yeah, just my full name, not so much.
Wow, weird. What is this?
What is this what?
Archive for the teaching and learning category. What is this?
Yeah, I'm looking at that now. Has a Kingdom of Loathing review.
Yeah, that's really strange. Games, teaching, and learning.
Like Jake's mom, the game is easy to play and gives immediate pleasure. It doesn't actually say that. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so... We're just going to look at stuff online and go, huh.
Huh, interesting.
Wow, that's weird.
Imagine that. I'll be damned. This is almost as exciting as listening to me eat the rest of my gyro.
I've been muting my mic while I munch on my Triscuits.
Oh, yeah. Kelfalos says, just review Gun real quick. It's pretty neat, but I ran through and beat the game in 5.5 hours. Just don't waste your cash on it, really. I mean, honestly, I'm okay with a game that only takes 5.5 hours to play through. Because I ain't got the attention span I used to have for video games.
And that means it will take someone like... Or that'll take someone like me at least 10 or 15, so... I think that's fine.
Starbuckler, 10 items. Star Hat, 8 items. Hey, there we go. That's almost the same. DeCyclops says, I gave you an idea to handle bucklers in a previous JNS show. You didn't read it. Would you like to KML you again? Well, I think I just didn't like the idea, if it's the one that I'm thinking of, where you could, like, use it, attach it to, like, your wrist or something. I don't know. Gracious Symbol says, but you could flip over the gay I am like it's an ottoman. What? What was that in response to?
You could flip over the gay I am like it's an ottoman. I don't know, but I think that should be part of a rap song.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what was that rap song you played?
It's Jesse Dangerously. Too intelligent to be radical.
Jay Lee says, also if the buckler becomes offhand, you can't ever wear the complete Star Garb outfit, though there's no in-game need to, and wield the weapon. Well, yeah, we would change the outfit to be the hat, pants, and weapon, I think.
That was a long time ago.
Archon says, being different to something could still work, in that Archon getting pitch-punched in the face is different to me, but to him it's different. Well, okay. Persilus says, any chance to see the Moonanites in KOL anytime soon? No.
The what now?
It's an Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing.
Oh, the one funny episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Over Mr. Skullhead's dead body. I mean, we don't tend to lift characters whole cloth from stuff, do we?
Only in Gleeb the 8-bit realm.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Gleeb says, how come there are no Simpsons refs in the game? I mean... Because The Simpsons is only interesting insofar as its references to other stuff.
Uh-huh.
And if we were going to reference something, why wouldn't we just reference it instead of referencing a reference to it?
Well, what about beer?
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, yeah.
I don't think there are any Family Guy references in there either, and that's just because it hasn't come up yet. Oh, there is a Family Guy reference in the Tavern Quest.
There is?
Yeah.
What is it?
When you encounter the dog that's Brian and Snoopy, who's looking for Stewie/Charlie Brown. Yeah. I was pretty proud.
Wait, has that actually gone in yet?
I
may have screwed up and not put in the new adventures you wrote for them.
I don't know, man.
Delicious gyro.
I am totally held hostage by your will to code.
That's true. Ragnarok X says, I always do question 11 first on my homework. Woo!
The answer is always C.
That's true. Marjot says, why does the description for the bottle of rum refer to its airline size like the other bottles of booze?
Why doesn't it?
Why does it? Huh. What?
Oh, yeah.
Lusty now Pirate Witch says, olives have pits, not seeds. Yeah, I got it right half the time. So the point is then that the bottles of rum did not come from an airline?
Oh, didn't they? No, they came from the pirates who looted them from a crate that came washing out of an airplane when it crashed.
Yeah.
And since there aren't any airplanes in Kingdom of Loathing, it was an airplane that had flown through some kind of weird time warp.
Rudd says, hey, Jick, did you and your friends ever go fuck with that fucking pizza guy?
There's a lot of hate for the...
Yeah, why, I don't know that we ever referred to him as that fucking pizza guy. I mean, he was just scared. He wasn't evil. XXXENS says, how about an item starting with the letter X, aside from Zlayania's notebook? Oh, and XXX is pronounced in this case as a Z.
Well, that's pretty much the only case of that.
Have you been watching a lot of Z porn?
You know, I saw that movie with Vin Diesel the other day, Z.
Yeah. Anyway. Nama says, we pronounce it Neacock Han, and she doesn't seem to mind.
Huh.
Dr. Worm says, a carp and tree golem.
Nice.
Like a herring bush.
Or a herring that has chopped down a bush, and the chopped down bush. Sure. Kitty AZ asks, are the TAs still on the bottom floor of the Chem building at NAU, and are Macy's and Crystal Creek still good? I hardly ever eat at Macy's. Crystal Creek is tasty as hell, and, I don't know where the Chem TAs are, because I don't know about science.
Cranor says, nice job, Scully. Now thousands of listeners know your email and phone number. I don't think it's really thousands, and that phone number has been, or that email address has been super public for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, spam the shit out of that email address.
It's 10 years old.
Notice. Yeah. And that phone number is for the phone in the office, which I don't even know how to set up or how to access my voicemail on that phone. So I'm required to have it, and I'm required to publish it, but then I just tell everybody else, everybody in my class even, not to access it.
All right.
Yep.
Arcone says, hey, the Starbuckler should make a reference to Starbucks. It already does.
Perhaps they just wanted it to make a less subtle reference to Starbucks.
XYM says, hey, Scully, who are those cartoon characters on your old website?
Those are the Endless from Neil Gaiman's Sandman series.
Yeah, but there's some weird, cute version of them, aren't they?
Yeah. It's a picture of the Endless as drawn by this woman who draws cute stuff. I thought it was cute. And very, very masculine. And I was half right.
Oh.
The Registrar's Office sent me something called strabismic. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that that's spam.
Strabismic?
Strabismic. Hot. Okay. You know what I shouldn't be doing right now?
Is
checking
reading
my
email.
NAU webmail. Yeah. Ah, Jesus.
I could check my email.
We could just sit here and look at our email and go, huh, for crying out loud. Oh, that's ridiculous.
I'll be damned. And it's rollover, and we're not getting any questions, and we're out of questions. And it seems like there's at least some questions. And I don't think there are any questions.
Count D says if you search for Jick in Wikipedia, it'll give you KOL.
What if you search for Wick in the Jickipedia?
In Jickipedia.
Getting jicky with it.
Na 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 na.
Getting jicky with it.
No, 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 no.
It's wikipedia.org.
Lead IM says, hey, can you say Nappy Hearth Day, Barry June? No, apparently I can't. Can you?
No, I can't. Oh, boy. Yeah. Is there anything that you like and I don't like that we could argue about for a while?
Everything. The Starbuckler should make a reference to The Simpsons. Then we can kind of kill two bizarre questions with one stone.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Let's go back to the topic. There's got to be more questions that we can answer.
No, there aren't.
Well, yes.
Everyone I skipped for a very good reason.
I doubt that.
What? Fuck you. Are you trying to say that I don't skip things for a good reason?
I'm not trying to not say that you don't fail to skip things for a decent reason.
Haplo says, did you guys hear about the mouse that set the guy's house on fire? Wow. Was there a mouse that set a house on fire?
They should have given him some potato chips.
Was it a computer mouse, or was it a... He tried to set a mouse on fire to kill it.
Well, that's not very bright. I wouldn't then say that the mouse set him on fire.
Yeah.
It's like he set the mouse on fire, and then, you know, the mouse got revenge.
Looks like Iraq is in good shape, according to CNN. Everything's going fine there. Democracy has taken root.
Oh my God, democracy owns root.
No violence.
No sex and violence.
Three police officers indicted in rape case.
Hmm.
Speaking of which, I need to get a new rape case. Mine's all beaten up.
What does that look like?
I haven't ever showed it to you.
Nope.
I'm starting to just reading headlines from CNN.com. Aloud.
Entertaining.
Fallout from the delay charges. Wow, I didn't realize those charges actually had nuclear materials in them. Lol, get it? Fallout from delay charges, and a charge is like an explosive.
Yeah.
Turkey battles bird flu cases. The jokes write themselves.
I'm just now picturing a bird with a cape.
Bird flu spreads across Turkey. I mean, it sucks, you know, that they have this epidemic, but if anybody was going to get it.
Yeah, should have seen that coming. Should have coming, seen...
Hmm. I threw the mouse into a pile of burning leaves.
Well, that wasn't very
smart. It should have been burning leaves anyway. That's illegal everywhere now.
No way. Bush signs a law that makes it so you cannot annoy someone via email or troll someone posting annoying web messages without disclosing your true identity.
Where did that come from, and how do they expect to
I have no idea.
It?
It's buried in the so-called Violence Against Women and Department of Justice Reauthorization Act. It says, to prevent cyberstalking, says to prohibit anyone from using the internet without disclosing his identity and with intent to annoy.
Wait, it prohibits you from using the internet unless your intent is to annoy?
No,
wow, that'll really mess with the 1% of people using the internet for other reasons.
No, it's the other way around. It says, without disclosing identity and with intent to annoy, you are forbidden to use the internet. With intent to annoy.
That your face was on annoy.
And that's... The rough draft was... Using an interactive computer service to cause someone substantial emotional harm. no way that's ever going to be enforced.
Well, we could totally put people in jail, though.
Yeah. We're coming for you. You know who you are. KMD just checked.
Lucky we don't. Because if we did, it wouldn't be against the law. So wait a minute. How are they going to come after you if it's only illegal if you don't identify yourself?
Yeah. Well, and then, so if you do identify yourself, like you have to identify yourself to flame people, that just makes it easier for there to be more crimes in which somebody who's been flamed goes and shoots somebody in the head.
But maybe that's what they want.
Huh.
Uh, So, rollover almost done.
And so is the show.
Yes.
Hey,
except the place almost with.
KMD writes to say that Megary's back on the show after months of hiatus. So it'll be KMD and Megary again tonight.
Well, all right.
Which is groovy, I think.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to be watching Rollover to make sure that this thing that I put in worked.
Isn't it strabismic? Don't you think?
Well, it did something that took 7 seconds. And then it did something else that took 8 seconds. What are you laughing at?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just really like it when I get things that say, you know, get your university diploma today. You know, like this one that I got in my NAU webmail.
Yeah.
That was the thing from the registrar's office. It was actually the registrar's office of online diploma.
Imaginary University Incorporated.
Yep.
Well, it looks like people are logging back on, and nobody's sending any questions.
We have 15 more minutes. They can either be easy or hard.
People are logging on. I can see it. I can see it in their eyes.
You're just sitting there.
There are 213 of them on right now, and, hey.
Oh, thank God.
Agent Lex says, read my message, because rollover's over. Okay. The red. Now what? Bryee says, nut screws, washers, and bolts. Newspaper headline about an escaped mental patient who raped 2 laundry workers and fled.
That's equally as clever as the
midget clairvoyant who escapes from the police.
Yep.
Small, medium, at large.
Totally. Count D says, I work in a Chinese restaurant. The other night somebody said, I don't think my soup tastes Chinese enough. What the hell does that mean?
I think you should have had someone in the back
jack off into his
jack
soup.
Jack off in the soup. I think Count D's a girl.
Oh. Wouldn't she be a countess then?
I don't know. Rudd says, so I take it that you didn't fuck with that pizza guy who happens to be a terrific dude, right? Right. I wasn't even here when he came back. Monty Python says, isn't the Hanks message about the time that everything was on fire a Family Guy reference to when Peter crashed a DeLorean through a building?
Sure.
I don't think so. Schultz says, why aren't there more Bucky O'Hare references in the game?
Did you ever play Bucky O'Hare?
No.
I thought he had like a video game and a cartoon in one order or the other.
Huh. Oh, wait, maybe you rented it once when I played it.
Hmm. Let's see.
Or something.
Rusty Pilot Wench asks, how far back on custom avatars are you guys?
Mm.
And so
I'm not sure at this point. We'll have to take a look at that at some point. They just tend to get ignored for a week or so at a time because there's so much other stuff to do. Gleeb says, 2 words, grew omelet.
Totally.
Fred Levi says, hey, I just noticed that Skullhead's favorite food is spaghetti with Skullheads. Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, well, actually, no. Like, I ate a couple of them back in the day. I've since eaten other things, but I don't know. Very strange.
Gracious Symbol says, it was a reference to Jick Van Dyke.
What was?
Earlier when somebody said something about Jick Van Dyke.
No, Gracious Symbol says, do you like my owl?
No, wait. What else? Gracious Symbol said something that I asked what the hell he was talking about. But you could flip over the gay I am like it's an ottoman. Oh, does he trip over the ottoman or something?
Yeah.
I think something happened to my... Yeah, something did happen to my...
That's the...
volume here. The flip over... You can... I was thinking that he meant I could turn the gay I am upside down and make it into an ottoman. And I was thinking, that doesn't make any sense because it's a sphere.
Yeah, but you could trip over the gay I am.
Yeah, like flip over... I see.
And then you could be like Dick Van Dyke, as immortalized in the Dead Milkmen song. I tripped over the ottoman one too many times.
Basket Case says, how come Mardi Gras isn't a KOL holiday? We could have king cakes with tiny plastic babies to collect inside of them. Boy, I don't understand that at all. There must be some fucked up Mardi Gras traditions that I'm not at all aware of.
Well, there is one where there's a cake that has a little, you know, plastic baby in it, and whoever gets that piece, I think, has to throw the next party. Or something. I don't know. Mardi Gras is weird.
Huh.
But I have heard of that.
Huh.
And no one can take that away from
me. Oh, LOTE says, also, South of the Border has a reference to Family Guy. Yeah, it does.
True.
That, no, just that sentence and this one explaining it.
You're right. Count D does appear to be either female or very attractive and feminine male.
All right, Gorblack says, Peter crashes the DeLorean into a building. 30 years ago, everything was on fire. I did not know that.
Huh.
I think that was after... Count D says Count D isn't a girl.
Strange. You're kind of hot, Count D. Yeah.
Unless it's like a Count D is a woman.
Maybe but Count D will be a woman soon.
Rudd said the guy who had his house burned down by a mouse was 81.
I don't care how old you are. That's kind of a dumbass maneuver.
Highbeam says, you guys should use a service like Gamefly to rent crappy games instead of buying them. But I like crapping games. Bye. And I don't like to have flies in it. Marjot says, there's a Family Guy reference in the sleazy back alley. Petard is the reference. I don't think that's a reference to Family Guy.
Yeah, that would be more a reference to... Goddamn websites with sound effects.
What the hell was that all about?
That
was Gamefly?
That was GameTap.
Oh.
Because I keep meaning to look up...
GameTap is kind of cool, actually.
Isn't it like you pay them to play games on an emulator?
Yeah, pretty much. It's I don't know, it's some cheap a month, and there's like 300 games. Which I will not personally subscribe to it until they get a lot more games.
Yeah.
But somebody here got it and it's fun. Let's see. Jack Vermicelli says, my lava lamp seems to have gotten into a stable state in which there's just a large blob floating near the bottom. Also, there's some dried wax at the top. Suggestions? Turn it upside down.
Yeah. And trade in your lava lamp for a Mathmos space projector. Because those are cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are the things that Boozo Bear has, that, you know, the rotating giant lava lamp on the wall.
Sputbot says, there should be an item, 1/500th of a Mr. A for donating $1. It could give a +1 boost to a stat randomly chosen at rollover. First of all, it'd be 1/10th, and the +1 boost to a stat would imply 1/45th. And even multiplying those together doesn't make it 1/500th.
Right. Huh. Did you see this Wikipedia entry for Jick's Law?
Yeah, I saw that a couple weeks ago.
Is that actually entering into...
I don't know. I've seen it on a few places cited in I don't particularly like it because it's like a sentence that refers to something that's not included in the law, you know?
Hmm. Well, I think you would just lose the... Also.
Yeah.
Now, as they stated, in the real world, it's possible to randomly punch strangers in the stomach. What stops us from doing this? The fact that we're not assholes, that's what.
Hmm.
I guess to be more complete, it would say, it would include the, it's possible to...
Well, right, Larry. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting, I guess. I'm a little excited about the whole thing. I also, just burped and it tasted like delicious gyros. Peregrine KT says, I've discovered old episodes of the JNS show are the perfect cure for insomnia. Comment? You're getting sleepy.
What? No?
Al Elric says, do you have any musical talents? No, but I have several musical shekels.
Yeah, I was going to say. Plenty of musical rubles.
Rubles. What used talents as a...
Some of the currency units in the Bible are given in talents and some are in shekels.
Huh.
So, I don't know.
They didn't just use pieces of eight? Or doubloons?
Yes, doubloons were very popular in the Bible.
Quabloons?
Yes, I was sort of right. The tiny plastic baby inside each cake is supposed to be Jesus, and whoever gets the slice of cake with the baby has to buy the next cake for the next king cake party.
Huh.
Wait,
wow.
I don't believe you, Joe Bob.
What did Jill Bob say?
Jill Bob says that the link on my old website that purports to lead to your website is now a porn link.
Oh, BSLnet.com totally is. Somebody bought it. Yeah, somebody bought after the coke fiend who ran BSL finally ended up in jail for good. But somebody snagged the domain when it came up and turned it into a porn site. It's kind of funny.
My link to you on my old website is to asymmetric.net.
Oh, really? There's got to be somewhere a link to bslnet.com/.
You know what? I'll bet it's on your email address on the friends page. Sure. Well, again, fascinating for me to go through and look at this shit.
No, it's cool, though.
It's a pretty profoundly embarrassing site.
Oh, yeah, the Gun Run also says the Reagan Smash thing is in the tutorial is also a Family Guy reference. Yeah. Z-Spark says, I got the baby in the cupcake at the KOL thing we went to in Seattle and got a prize. Huh.
Ah, yes. So on the friends list, the Asymmetric Gazette adult webcam at www.bslnet.com. This is way more entertaining than asymmetric.net. There are.
Is that really what it says? Asymmetric Gazette adult webcam?
No, I clicked a link that said Asymmetric Gazette, but went to where Asymmetric was before you bought the domain.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Doing a Google search for Asymmetric Gazette actually takes you to the weird Java applet I wrote that randomly generates comic strips. that are just not very funny. Yeah. I'm just gonna... Ooh, KOL is on GameFAQs, says Dr. Worm.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Interesting. But is it on GameFAQs yet? Actually, is anything on GameFAQs? I think it's just like a domain squatter. Oh boy, it's fucking douchebag from... So is there anything on here? Oh wow, there are a bunch of facts and walkthroughs.
There's a KOL.
On the game facts thing.
Huh.
Mr. Fack. An FAQ regarding Mr. Accessories and the Mr. Store.
This sucks. So Matrix
Cheat Codes and Secrets. In Cheat Codes and Secrets there's a section for unlockables, which has a list of trophies and tattoos.
Huh.
A list of Easter eggs.
I feel really legitimate now.
Wow.
GameFAQs is a big guy.
There are a bunch of reviews. Check prices. There is a GameFAQs message board. That's really weird. Come on, check prices. Come on, check prices. Wow, check prices is just it pops up a window with GameSpot in it. That's really strange. That's so awesome. I wish I knew who it was that bought BS Hellnet and turned it into a porn site, because I would totally give that guy a dollar.
Yeah.
That was the, that was seriously, the, that should have been, that should have been the thing that made me rich during the internet boom, and made it so I could have made KOL in 2000 instead of when I did. But that fucking guy.
What, BS Hellnet?
Yeah. If he had managed to pay the phone bill, we could have spent the next couple of years just constantly growing and have made enough money to have not gone out of business. But since he basically every day on payday decided to just go buy a bunch more cocaine and then pay us a week late in cash. And he just started borrowing money from different people to pay off the money that he'd borrowed from other people. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was just really awful. That was where I learned to just hate jobs. Started out working real hard, you know? And, like, you know, it was like, made the place better. Made the place make more money because I worked real hard and because people liked me and because I was competent. And then I saw what that gets you.
Bupkis.
Gets you not shit, is what?
Yep.
Wow. That's cool that KOL is on GameFAQs. Have you guys seen Avatar, says Bunny Up Andler? It's real cool.
Who's Avatar?
Have you guys seen Avatar? Maybe there's a movie called Avatar or a show called Avatar.
Avatar is the name of the guy in The Good Wizard and Wizards.
Some weird anime on Nickelodeon.
Oh.
We watched part of it in Mexico, I guess. Is it the one where the guy was an airbender?
Yeah.
Okay. Airbender is what he was, but I thought he was an airbender. I Can Never Forget says, I live in Arizona and have a 25-year-old sister. I can club her and sell her to you for 50 Mr. A's, and you can put her in your rape case. That's way too old for me, man.
And also, we'd have to see some pictures before we began negotiations. So, the title of this is Avatar, The Last Airbender?
Airbender.
They're just making shit up now.
Well, like, they were always just making shit up.
Alchemist. Well, I mean, just randomly combining words and pretending they make sense.
Yeah, the Full Metal Alchemist was not...
That was good.
Yeah, but the name is just ridiculous. The anime naming convention it follows, according to Riff, is what? Every anime, you've got modifier, noun, and then a name. Vampire Hunter D. Battle Angel Alita. Devil Hunter Yoko. But what about Akira.
How the hell does Full Metal Alchemist fit into that?
Because it's Full Metal, and then his name is Alchemist. His name is Al, and he's a chemist.
And what does Full Metal mean, and divorced from the context of jacket?
Well, it means made entirely of metal. His name is Al. He's a robot chemist. How hard is that to understand?
Al the Robot Chemist would have totally been a better name. But we got to get out of here. We got, we're having fun, but...
Wow, yeah, but nobody else is.
Yeah, as we've learned, when we're having fun, neither is anybody else.
All right, man. Well, I will see you guys all on... actually, I don't know if I'm going to be doing my Thursday show or not. I'm going to be out of town for the next two Thursdays. We'll figure that out, though. Yeah.
And I should be on Wednesday, but... nevertheless, one or both of us will be on Monday.
Indeed.
You can be sure of that fact that one or both of us will be on Monday.
All right.
Later, guys.
And until then, night kids.